Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Dr. Terry Wardle.
2 or 3 years back, I was asked to substitute for my good colleague, Dr. Michael Thompson, in his course on preaching. He had a heart attack and needed to have open heart surgery. And so after the second week of class, he was not able to continue teaching, and they invited me to take over the course, which I was very excited about. I hadn't taught preaching for a few years, and it was great. I always loved to teach preaching. It was one of my favorite courses over my time as in seminary as an educator. And so it was wonderful to go in, and I had 16 students, and we spent time together, and they were wonderful students, maybe one of the best classes I've ever had. We enjoyed looking at God's Word and learning how to construct a sermon, and they would do these mini practices, and we would talk to each other about what went really well, and then we would use the phrase, what would benefit from deeper investment. And it was great. I knew I'd probably never teach a preaching course again, but in this particular case, it was rich and wonderful, and I was grateful for the opportunity. So one day, as I was preparing for class, I had this idea that I thought may have come from the Lord, that I would take some of my best books on preaching and I would give one to each of the students. So that would have been 16 or 17 books, and I probably had 50 good books on preaching. And some of these were classics that I had collected over the years. And I decided that I was going to be generous, and I wanted to maybe write a little inscription each book and give it to all the students. And so I told my wife about that, and I was excited and believed that that would be something very special for them and also equally special for me. And then the next day, I shared that thought with my secretary. I went in and I looked at the books on my bookshelf, and all of a sudden, I didn't want to give them away. I thought, no, they won't really appreciate them as much as I do, and maybe there'll come a time when I could actually teach again and would want to use these books, so I'll just keep them. And so I went out and I said that to my assistant, Lynn. Told her what I was going to do and that I've changed my mind, and she kind of looked at me, and then I went back into my office, and I looked at the shelf again, and there was a book on illustrations that I had. Never really liked the book, didn't use it very much, and well, in my own small way, I thought, well, I'll give that book away. I'll find reason to have one student that I'll say, I want to do something special for you, and I'll give that book. And so I reached up, and I took my hand, and I brought that book out, and I decided just to flip through it, and I opened to a page, literally opened to a page. This is the kind of thing that I'm sure people don't believe happened, but it happened, and my assistant Lynn was there that can tell you it happened. And I turned to the page, and it was a story. It was a story of a woman who was a missionary, and she lived a rather sparse life in a primitive area of the world, and she was there to tell the story of Jesus. And she couldn't take many possessions with her, but the one thing she wanted to be sure she had with her were some of her books. And so she had purchased a large trunk, and she had put her most precious books in this trunk, and she had then shipped them with herself overseas, and she kept them with her, even in this primitive setting. And she had them underneath her bed. It gave her this, well, sense of security, I guess you could say, that some of her priceless possessions were with her, even in this very sparse and barren life that she was living. And then the story said that one night she was sleeping and she heard a noise. She heard a noise coming from under her bed. And at first she looked and there was nothing there, and she went back to bed, and then she heard it more. And finally she knew it was coming from the trunk, and she pulled out this trunk and she opened the lid, and she looked inside, and termites had gotten in, and they had virtually eaten away all of her books. The illustration was meant to say, sometimes when you try to hold on to things too tightly, you end up losing them in the end. Well, I read that illustration and walked out, and I showed it to my assistant, and her eyes got big, and my eyes got big, and I said, I guess the Lord has spoken to me today. And I went to the shelf, and I chose 16 or 17 of the best books I had and took them off to class, wrote an inscription in each of them, and handed it out to my students, and they loved them. And even to this day, there are times when I hear from them that they really appreciated the book I gave. I thought that was a profound moment of the Lord in a very simple way, not only speaking to me, which when it in itself was profound, but also a profound way in which the Lord was reminding me about the generosity of giving. That if you want something to last, you're going to need to give it away. Years ago, there was a Christian television program in which they would regularly sing a song called You're Blessed, You're Blessed, You're Blessed. Actually, it was I'm Blessed, I'm Blessed, I'm Blessed. Well, that's good. That is part of the gospel message, that we are blessed. But if you know Genesis 12, one of the things it says is that I am blessed to be a blessing. That I'm not blessed simply so that my life would be better, but I'm blessed in order that other people can have their needs met. And often the things that I'm willing to give away last much longer as a treasure in someone else's hands. A number of years ago, I had the opportunity to mentor a wonderful man. His name is Walter Sprankle. Walter Sprankle was a great student. He had spent his life as a rescue swimmer in the United States Navy. I really appreciate Walter. I truly do. A special man. Last year, I saw him. I was doing a seminar in Louisiana, and he had moved there. And on the last day, he came, and he presented me with a gift. And the gift was his rescue knife that he had carried all throughout the military, strapped to his uniform, as he would go to rescue individuals who had been lost at sea. And he said, I want you to have this. It was weathered and obviously worn and used. And it lifted my heart that he would be willing to give that to me. And it is a treasure for me. He gave it away, a blessing to me. That's one of the fundamental notions of Scripture, is that we are here to be able to bless. And it doesn't have to always be something great and sacrificial. The simplest of blessings at times can do something in the lives of individuals. And it does do something to encourage our lives when we are willing to take that step, to look at something we have, and to be able to take it because it has meaning to us, and to give it to someone else. Some things that may not have great meaning to us because it's ours can have great meaning to someone else. I'm rather moved by the teaching of Paul that comes in 2 Corinthians. He talks about generosity and he says, remember this. That's a good phrase. Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. And then he says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. See, I had decided to give something, and then I became reluctant. Well, thank the Lord that he used an illustration book to wake me up, and I'm so glad I was able to give it away. God loves a cheerful giver. And then the scripture says that God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things and at all times, having all you need, you can abound in every good work. That's a great teaching. And Paul goes on to talk about that God is the one that supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, and that he will increase our store and enlarge our harvest at the same time that we give away. Now, I don't believe that we should be saying, I'm going to give so I get more. That's not the spirit. But God loves it when we're willing to take something of value and we give it. And then there's this amazing promise of Scripture that even Jesus talked about, that God then gives in return. And sometimes he takes our basket and he presses it down so that there's more that can come in. In verse 11 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, which is where I'm reading from, Paul said, "You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion." This is a good teaching for us. We live in a world that is constantly trying to emphasize that you need more, and that if you have more, you'll have more prestige, and you also have more security. But what the Lord is trying to teach us is there's something wonderful about being willing to give, being willing to take something that has meaning and value to us and hand it to someone else out of a heart that's overflowing with gratitude to God. Callisto Ware said that it's only in thanksgiving, gratitude, that I can discover myself. And one of the ways that we express gratitude is in the giving to someone else. This is very important today. Now, I want to divide this into two categories. I think today, ask the Lord if there isn't something you can give to another person out of generosity. It doesn't mean it has to be something big or great, something even small, a phone call, a note of encouragement, stopping by to say hi, helping someone in some very practical way. You'd be amazed at the degree to which that will not only serve them, but bring your heart more in line with the heart of God, who is always willing to give. When I'm in a seminar, I always talk about generosity because of many things that are happening around the world that we can contribute to. And I say, whether it's $5 or $50, when we open our hand and we're willing to give to support something, there is a generosity that flows through us. We need to break the spirit of poverty in this world. And I don't think there's anything more powerful at breaking the spirit of poverty than acts of generosity. Now, I'm not invested in this. I'm not asking you to do anything that's related to what I'm doing. That's not the intention here at all. Find something that God wants you to do, a person that's in need right now, someone that could use a phone call, an encouraging word, a little bit of help. Just open your hand. Be a little generous. You'll see that it lifts your heart. If you pray, God will guide you as to what the nature of that generosity should be. I also talk about that for some of us, it needs to go beyond generosity to being sacrificial, which means we're not just giving out of the overflow of what we have, but we're going to dig down and we end up do without in order that someone else can have a need met. Sacrificial giving is not only flowing out of the heart of God, it's an act of spiritual warfare. It breaks the back of evil. It breaks the back of darkness. And it's something that we can do in very practical ways to look and say, I want to give. Again, I am not suggesting that we do this as some formula to get back from God. No, we are blessed. Now, because we're blessed, let's give it away. If you would pray, I am absolutely sure that God would bring before you some practical way that you can be either generous or sacrificial. And when you are, you will know and you will feel that you are flowing right in the heart of God and that you will feel the pleasure of that moment as God opens up His heart to you. This is very, very important for us. There are so many things that people have done for me over the years. Small things that I cherish, a picture that they've given me, a card. I was going through a difficult time not that long ago, and one of my colleagues, who is a precious saint of God, Jody Watson, Dr. Joanne Ford Watson, left on our front door a very small little plaque that said, "Trust God." Wow, it lifted our hearts. Sherry and I looked at that, and we were so grateful that Jody would do that and sacrifice her time to drive out here in the country and come down our driveway and leave that. I'll bet you there's someone in your world right now that could respond. It's important for us to remember that if we want to hold our possessions in a trunk and hide them under our bed, there are a lot of ways that that can be spoiled. But when we're generous, when we let the kingdom flow through us, when we even are sacrificial in some need, that lasts forever and ever and ever. And I think that's a great opportunity that is before all of us today. God really laid that on my heart, obviously, by my reluctance to do what he had whispered in my heart. But the joy of seeing these students receive that gift and hold those books and put them in their library and it being a precious possession to them means that those are going to last, even though they're no longer in my possession. Well, that was so exciting that recently, as I began to think about retiring from my academic life, I brought two students in. Both of them are from Spain, and I showed them most of my collection and said, you can have whatever you want. Wow, they ran out and they got boxes of books and took them home and are sending them overseas, and I got great joy out of it. I'll never reread some of those. I'll never use them again. But I have the joy of knowing that not only did it touch their hearts, but it's something that goes on. And God has really filled my own heart. Scriptures are clear. It's more blessed to give. So I would pray that today, in some practical way, you would find some way to be generous, no matter how small that is, or to be sacrificial. Do it in the name of Jesus. Feel the kingdom flow through you. Press back the darkness. And I believe you will find that that is a treasured moment that will last forever. God bless you today.